The sharp spike in hate crimes against America's Muslims has led some women to abandon a spiritual and cultural symbol, the hijab. I spoke with two sisters who have chosen different paths, not with their faith, but with their scarves.
I would do it like that because when they open them, you see them.
As Hanedi Daried and Amal Abulatifa arrange the fat, chocolate-covered strawberries in Valentine's boxes, it's clear they're sisters. It's not the looks. It's the way they finish each other's sentences, like when they talk about mom.
She didn't pray five times a day, and
she
didn't.
She wasn't as religious.
She wasn't as,
She was practicing, but she wasn't.
As strict about it.
The sisters are 4 years apart. Amal, the older, is the mother of three small girls, and Eddie's son is seven. Like their six brothers and sisters, the women, their husbands and children, live close to where they were born and raised, and where their parents have lived since they immigrated from Palestine in 1978, Akron's Firestone Park. It's a neighborhood they remember as diverse and accepting. There was that time, remembers Amal, in sixth grade, when she first wore a scarf to school.
I put the hijab on. My very first day of wearing it in junior high, a girl came from behind me and ripped it off my head. And I told my mom I can't do this right now.
That was nearly 25 years ago. Eventually, Amal chalked it up to a mean girl and a lesson learned.
I never judge anybody by the way they're dressed, by the way they look, their skin color. I would never do it. I was never mean before, but I feel like that set the tone of how I was going to be the rest of my life.
And as an adult, she donned the hijab again and wore it for 8 years, until last May, as Donald Trump was rising to political prominence.
And not because I'm embarrassed to say I'm Muslim. I'm proud to say I'm Muslim. I'm with my girls a lot, alone, with my three girls, and I just don't want any extra attention.
Hanedi was in high school on 9/11. A student asked her why her cousins had crashed a plane into the World Trade Center. She hadn't yet heard about the attacks and didn't understand the comment. The student was admonished and the incident was isolated. Hanedi didn't wear the hijab then, nor did she during her years at Kent State, nor most of her years as a police dispatcher. She says that was because she and her mother had a kind of coming-of-age talk.
And my mom was the one that said, don't put it on. Don't put it on yet. Live your life. Make sure it's your decision. Make sure you want to do this.
The week after her wedding, Hanedi donned the hijab. It was her decision. And today, her collection fills color-coded drawers, from ornately styled and brilliantly covered formal wear to one that she jokingly calls her sweatpants scarf, as in a comfortably tattered piece of fabric. Both sisters say the scarves are a point of faith and pride and respect for a religion they say gives them peace and strength.
It makes me feel, I used to walk with my head up. And like, even if somebody looked, I didn't care. Like, I didn't care whether they were looking because they thought it looked nice or whether they thought it was weird or that I didn't belong in this country. I didn't care then. But I just feel like the minute he came, something just changed.
He is Donald Trump.
Everybody out of the woodwork came out, and the ones who never said anything now felt like they had a bigger voice to hate.
And Hanedi and Amal say the voices are sometimes muttered, sometimes shouted, and often begin with a phrase like, those people. Like the guy at the swimming pool, who, in an obscenity-laced tirade, wanted to know why Hanedi was allowed to wear her bathing scarf. The woman at the Gap, who suggested Muslims don't know how to raise their children. The woman at Walmart, who called Hanedi and her husband garbage. The sisters acknowledge the insults can be perceived as minor stuff, but they say it's pervasive, even to something as simple as planning a family vacation to Disney, which included a lengthy debate about what to wear. And then there are the conversations the women have with their children that many other parents don't need to have. Amal recalls speaking with her 7-year-old daughter. Amadi had the same conversation with her son.
Mommy, people don't like me because I'm Muslim. Is that okay that people don't like me because I'm Muslim? I say, it's okay if they don't like you because it's sad that they don't like you because they're missing out, but it's fine. You're not going to like everybody that you meet either, and that's okay, but who cares what anybody thinks about you? Be a good person, and you be happy. Don't let it affect you.
I think it's also a good learning experience for our children, too, to not judge.
And the sisters say, against that backdrop, small kindnesses are huge, too. The clerk at the Gap who apologized for the rude customer, the man who protected her from the one shouting obscenities, the customer of the family's Middle Eastern restaurant who delivered flowers just because.
And things like that show me that we're not alone, and America doesn't suck. America's great, and it's still, we're going to prosper. And this is just a bad period in our lives right now, and we're going to get through it.
It's the kind of kindnesses, they say, as they fill the Valentine's boxes for teachers, school bus drivers, and others, that they try to return. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.
When you open it, you see it. Oh, these are so pretty. Oh, you have your strawberry in here the wrong way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, am I doing them the right way? Like,
no, this one, no, they should all be fake. The stems should all be that. There you go. That's right.